Board of Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. It is just after 7 o'clock, and just as a note, this board was meeting an executive session before this meeting, and we just wrapped up in order to start the Board of Supervisors meeting. So because of the weather, we're going to try to run through this as quickly as possible and efficiently as possible. Our first order, since we've called the meeting to order, is the Pledge of Allegiance. So if I could ask everybody to stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
We didn't get a mic.
Oh, got to get Mike on there before we.
Sure.
Do you want me to just put it on my cell phone?
If you can.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
All righty.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to bring the phone out. Do you want me to go get the phone?
We can. We'll run through this. Mike. Hello. Hi. Okay, I'm going to put you on speaker. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully no one else will call me.
All right, Mr. Jackson, if you wouldn't mind taking the role.
Sure. Supervisor Smuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
Supervisor Giovanello.
Here.
And Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Yeah, five present.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Okay. Starting off our meeting this evening, we have an opportunity for those who are residents or taxpayers that would like to put comments on this evening's public record. Just as a reminder, our meetings are all recorded so that we can take accurate minutes. So if you would like to place comments on the record, please come to the podium, state your name and your address so that we have it for the minutes, and we ask everyone who would like to speak to keep it to under 3 minutes. So if anybody would like to offer comment, the podium is yours. Okay, seeing as no one is moving forward to offer comment this evening, we will close that opportunity for public comment and move on to our first order of business, which is this evening's consent calendar. And the items that are on the consent calendar are listed on the agenda, which is at the back of the room, and the board may take these as all three of the items together or pull them out and take the items separately. So I will leave it to the will of the board what they would like to do with this evening's consent calendar.
I will make a motion that the board accepts tonight's consent calendar as outlined in the agenda.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zumuto. Is there any comments or questions about the items on this evening's consent calendar? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And with that, the consent calendar is adopted unanimously. Okay, moving on to this evening's new business, our first item is requesting the authorization to execute an engagement letter with Cohen Law Group to perform the Verizon Cable Franchise Renewal Service. Mr. Jackson, if you could please provide some background on this agenda item.
Thank you. As the board is aware, the township has two cable operators, Verizon and Comcast. For many years, Derry Township has participated as an eligible municipality in the Capital Region Council of Governments to engage the services of Cohen Law Group to negotiate a cable franchise renewal. This service also includes a franchise fee audit to determine whether or not Derry Township is receiving all of the franchise fee revenue that it is entitled to. Derry Township's agreement with Verizon is set to expire on February 22nd, 2026. And there are currently 19 municipalities that have joined this project, which does provide us a 15% discount, making the cost $10,625. I am recommending approval of the engagement letter with Cohen Law Group to conduct a cable franchise renewal negotiations and a franchise fee audit with Verizon of Pennsylvania Incorporated.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. And this is perfunctory. This is something that we did 3 years ago. It's very standard. Is there any questions that board members have for Mr. Jackson or anything to add about this agenda item? All right. Seeing as there are no questions or concerns, is there a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion that this board authorizes the township manager to execute a letter of engagement with Cohen Law Group to provide Verizon Cable Franchise Renewal Services for an amount not to exceed $10,625.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zmuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Seconded by Supervisor Giovanello. Any additional question or comments? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And with that, the motion is adopted unanimously. All right. Moving on to the consideration of an appointment to fill a vacancy to serve as emergency management coordinator. Mr. Jackson, if you could again provide the background for us.
As the board is aware, Lieutenant Timothy Roach retired from the department on January 31st, 25, who served as the emergency management coordinator for Derry Township. Brian Blahosh has served as the deputy emergency management coordinator for many years and has notified township administration that he is interested in filling the vacancy. Additionally, Chief Garth Warner has expressed a willingness to serve as the new deputy emergency management coordinator. Dave Sassman from the fire department also serves as deputy emergency management coordinator, which was appointed at our reorg meeting. So I am recommending the appointment of those two individuals here this evening.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. And just a little bit more explanation. Now, all of these individuals, they go through special training to be on this task.
Correct.
So it's even above and beyond their normal duties here at the township or at the fire department.
Correct.
Okay, great. And, I mean, I personally can think of no one better than these three to serve the residents to keep us all safe if, you know, unfortunately there was an issue. Do any of the board members have any questions or comments about this agenda item?
No?
Okay. Seeing that there are no additional questions or comments, is there a motion to put Chief Warner on the emergency management team?
I'll make the motion that the Board of Supervisors appoint Brian Blahosh to fill the vacancy for the position of emergency management coordinator and Garth Warner as a deputy emergency management coordinator.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Giovanello. I will offer a second to that motion. Is there any additional comments or concerns? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 And any opposed? Okay, and with that, the vacancy is filled, and Mr. Blausch is now the head of the emergency management team. All right, moving on, the presentation to propose a cooperative relationship with the City of Derry, in Ireland to become a sister city. Mr. Jackson, if you wouldn't mind, again, giving us a bit of background on this. And I think we have perhaps a visitor that's here to give us some background as well. So do you want me to turn it right over to him?
Sure. Yeah, we can turn it
Wonderful.
Over.
Wonderful.
We appreciate
okay,
you being
welcome.
Here.
I'm Reverend Stephen McKinney Whitaker, pastor at Derry Presbyterian Church. Thank you for having me here this evening.
Welcome.
So I'm here to share a little bit about the possibility of a relationship, a twinning, a sister city relationship with a Derry, Londonderry, Northern Ireland. So we have a shared past, and we can also have a shared future. So in the early 1720s, a lot of Scots-Irish came from Derry, Northern Ireland, to settle in this area. And it reminded them so much of home that they called it Derry, which means oak grove in the Irish language, because there were so many oaks. And they settled in a spring, kind of where Derry Church is now, and they called it Derry Church. And that's why we have the name Derry here today. There was that kind of cooperative relationship early on, and then it kind of stopped for a long time. Fast forward to 1998, John Hume, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, was here in Hershey at the hotel for a big symposium, and he's driving. And he sees a sign for Derry Street. He's like, Derry? I didn't know this thing existed. Then he saw the church, and he saw Derry Presbyterian Church. He went in, asked questions, and that led to our church going over in 1999 for our 275th anniversary. And we met with Mr. Hume, the mayor, and others. Well, then last year we celebrated our 300th anniversary. We went back over, and I've been meeting with some folks over there, and they expressed an interest. Hey, you know, we have this past. We have so many things that connect us with each other, this shared heritage. Can we rekindle that? Because there's the opportunity to have shared tourism, shared values, shared history. As so many people want to go and kind of figure out, where do my ancestors come from who settled here? Be able to help with that. Civic life together. So the mayor, the board, some of the other leaders there are really excited about this possibility to kind of have this twin city here in Pennsylvania called Derry, that's united to Derry, Northern Ireland there. So they would love to have that. So I'm asking if the board would consider moving in that direction in the future. If so, then that city council would come up with some language that y'all could work on as well. They'd love to hear from you what you would like to get out of the arrangement. What kind of things do you hope for in a relationship within the two councils can work together and hopefully create some kind of relationship? And they'd love to come visit here sometime. We would gladly welcome any of you or any residents from Derry over there. The last time we went, they had a big reception in the Guild Hall for us. The mayor, the Lord Mayor, the Lord Lieutenant came to a special service. So they're really excited about this possibility, and I hope you are as well. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Reverend, for coming. And do you have, I know that we'll have some questions, and I'm not sure that you can answer them, or maybe it's the folks that are in charge of the sister cities. I know Supervisor Zambuda shared some information with us a few weeks ago, and we all had a chance to take a look at it. Thank you for being here and for bringing, it sounds like your church has a partnership with a church over in Derry, Ireland, which is sounds like a lot of fun and a great relationship. I think I have some questions, and I suspect probably some of my fellow board members have questions. Do you mind if we ask you?
Absolutely.
And you, and if it's not you, at least you can tell us. You know, I suspect that most of my questions, at least, are probably for the overall sister cities, because there's a organization that kind of shepherds these partnerships.
That's one option. You can do an official sister city and be registered with them.
Okay.
Or you can, two cities can just do their own thing and not be a part of that larger organization.
Okay.
That's just an option because it has some things already kind of set up and tailored.
Okay.
So you kind of help with that, but you can also, two cities can just say, hey, here's our working relationship. Here's what we want with each other. That's what I got to do.
Okay. Well, I know when Supervisor Zambuda brought it to our attention, I looked through the website of the Sister Cities website, and so I've got some questions on that. And it looked like at least through going through that entity, there are dues that are involved.
Yeah, I think $250.
Okay. That doesn't tell you how much they are.
$250,
so.
And so our church would cover that, so there'd be no cost to the township.
And then my other question is, it looks like, you know, there's some junkets and things like that. Who pays for those?
You can do the trips or whatever if you want to. That's kind of an ancillary thing. So often different boards or city councils may make those trips for each other, and that's really up to each township or city. The Derry Township of City Council makes a yearly trip to Boston to do some trade stuff. And so they said, next time we go, maybe we can pop down to Derry. And so how they cover that, I don't know.
So it's not taxpayer dollars, though?
No.
Okay.
They may have their taxpayers pay part of that because it's more of a trade kind of thing.
Okay.
But, yeah, if we wanted to go, it'd be up to the township how you ever want to do it. I'd love to lead a group of just Derry Township citizens sometime to go do a tour of Northern Ireland, learn that heritage, and then it's something that everybody kind of pays for on their own and just has that opportunity.
And it looks like, at least through the Sister Cities website, that a lot of times these are organized through a nonprofit. So the government really isn't involved in it. It's the nonprofit that kind of works through this.
There's a mayor, and they make a mayoral proclamation. So they have samples of how that works. So it's usually two mayors signing a proclamation, often together, and they have like a big signing ceremony with pins, and they give out the pins and all that stuff.
Okay.
So usually it's between two mayors, or if you don't have a mayor, as the case of Derry Township, it'd be supervisors kind of signing on. So it's usually done through two different kind of governmental entities, but usually by mayoral proclamation with the consent of city council. So Philadelphia has several sister cities. Derry right now in Northern Ireland has none, and they're kind of feeling bad about that. Belfast has a bunch, and they're the second largest city in Northern Ireland. It's like, hey, we got to get on the ball here.
Okay.
So Cork has some, and a bunch of others. Dublin has many as well.
So, and also looking at the website and these partnerships, usually there's like a specific reason for the partnership. What are you thinking? Like, it's just camaraderie.
I think there's a couple of things, and that's where the city council there would like your input, what you'd like to get out of this. I think part of it is so many people who live in America came from other places, pretty much most people, and there's always this draw of this loss there. That's how I think some people love going to Scotland and Ireland and putting on their kilt and pretending they're in a clan of some kind, even though it's completely made up, whole concept. But we want that. Okay. And so I think there's that connection there that's meaningful. Okay. And then I think, too, they're really interested in, like, the hospital here and all the advances as they're trying to really grow their medical side. So they talked about, hey, you know, we'd love to tour the hospital and just kind of learn more about some of the advances, how they've done this. The civic side of things, they know what it's like to learn to live well together in the midst of really deep political divides. Mm-hmm. And I think we see that some in America more and more these days, how they've been able to handle that. What can we learn from them as well? And also just kind of the tourism sides and industry things. They have a big tourist with the Dairy Girl show, if anybody's ever watched Dairy Girls on Netflix. Yeah. Great show, right? They're a big mural. One of their guys who works with the UN, who's really excited about this, is like, man, wasn't Hershey made like a Dairy Girls chocolate bar? Okay. There's a guy who works with the UN and is big into, he's like a pallbearer for Bishop Desmond Tutu and good friends with Pele. And his name drops constantly, but he's really excited about this and wants to get on board. So one of the projects right now that two cities are working on is this project run by a guy named Charles Thompson. Thompson was from County Derry. He was the secretary for the Continental Congress, the only one they had. So in that picture of the Trumbull picture where they're signing, he's the standing up guy behind Hancock with kind of pointy nose. So he's from Derry, and then he came over to Pennsylvania. He even kind of made it this far west doing some visits and worked a lot with relationships with the Native Americans. So we're working on a pamphlet about him that's going to be presented to the 250th Anniversary Committee of the United States, and it's going to be published, and they're working on it there. And here's there's already kind of a joint venture of something that's going to have both effect there in Northern Ireland, but also hopefully be a part of the 250th anniversary celebrations here in the U.S. There's already some really cool shared projects going on.
Well, Stephen, you seem really passionate about this. And I'm so, thank you for bringing it to our attention. And I know here we're just kind of learning more about it this evening. We're not voting on anything. We just wanted you to come in and explain the issue to us a little bit more. I'm going to open it up to see if the other board members have some more questions for you, if you don't mind. If you don't mind. So if anybody else has questions to ask.
Well, Stephen's already answered all my questions.
All of them. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for coming in. We'll take it under advisement. And we know that Supervisor Zamudo knows how to reach you.
Yep. If you have any other questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to me anytime. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you this evening.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, so moving on to our next item on the agenda. It is the preliminary final subdivision plan for the Spawnacle property, plat 1390. Mr. Emmerich, if you could give us some background.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This plan proposes to subdivide a 60-acre parcel of land located in the Conservation District into two lots. One lot would be 10 acres, the other lot, often called the residual lot, would be 50.18 acres. There's a few lots, four lots here, that would end up sharing a common driveway. We like that. We call that access management. The other lots were created from a 1995 plan. There's no new development proposed under this plan. It's what I term a bulk land subdivision. At some point in the future, when they do build a house here, they will be subject to our stormwater management ordinance. There are a handful of waivers that are requested for this, for plan scale, showing existing features within 200 feet, showing contours within 200 feet, providing wider roads, providing right-of-way dedication to the maximum that the ordinance allows. They're looking to match what was previously dedicated in that case. And from providing shade trees along EB Road. In each of those cases, Planning Commission and staff are recommending that those waivers be granted. They've asked for a waiver of sidewalks along existing abutting streets. And in this case, we would recommend that they offer a fee in lieu of the sidewalks. And because I don't ever see us building sidewalks out here, although I can tell you that EB Road is used in many local bicycle routes, so we do have bicycles on the road there. And they're asking for a waiver of curbing installation along EB Road, and again, the Planning Commission and the staff are recommending that that waiver be granted. I'm recommending approval of plat 1390, conditioned upon the 20 items listed in my staff comments, as well as approval of the waivers as outlined in the agenda item.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Are there any board members with questions for Mr. Emmerich on this agenda item?
Yeah, Chuck, real quick, I think I saw that there's no planned development out there right at this moment.
That's correct.
Okay. What's your take on that?
It's a big piece of property. In the future, if a house would get put there, they would be subject to our stormwater ordinance. So no harm, no foul, creating the lot now and doing the house and the stormwater later.
What's that zoned now?
Conservation.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this agenda item?
I don't, no.
There is a representative here as well.
Oh, okay.
If the questions get too deep, it's Randy. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Thank you. And thank you for being here in case we have any questions. All right. If there are no questions and if the board chooses to do so, we will need two motions this evening, one for waivers and one for the plan. So I will offer the first motion that the waivers are granted from the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, Chapter 185, as noted in the explanation section of the agenda item, for the preliminary final subdivision plan for the Spotnagle property, plat 1390. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Any additional questions or comments on the waivers portion of this agenda item? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, and with that, the waivers are adopted. Okay, now we need a motion for the actual plan. Is there a motion to adopt the plan?
I'll make that motion that the preliminary final subdivision plan for Spinagle property, plat 1390, is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 20 in the assistant department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Giovanella. Is there any additional questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. And with that, the plan is approved unanimously. All right. Moving on to the next agenda item, it's the consideration of the request of Swatera Station Properties, LLC, to release the remaining performance security associated with the Woodland Hills Subdivision Plan, plat 1303. So, Mr. Nelson, this looks like I had Mr. Armstrong, so.
Oh. I did not realize.
It looks like Mr. Emmerich.
I'm very familiar with this.
Okay.
I'm happy to summarize.
Okay.
Did not mention this at all.
although not necessarily prepared, I'm happy to summarize. So, Woodland Hills was approved back in 2014. Five-lot subdivision. They built on three of the lots. Two of the lots remained vacant. They were purchased by the same gentleman that's building the rather large house on Sand Hill Road.
Okay.
So he bought those just to actually have them sit there and be part of the buffer for his property. The problem is that there are certain improvements that were supposed to be put on those lots that we can't release until such time as they're there, unless the supervisors are willing to allow the release of those in exchange for Swatera Station Partners and the Federici's agreeing to waiving the rights to proceed with the improvements on lots 4 and 5 in the future, satisfying all fees and expenses incurred by the township, and also acknowledging that the Federici's, as the future or the future owner of either of the lots, shall be required to obtain all necessary approvals for future developments of lots 4 and 5. And what that would entail is really going through the stormwater ordinance, much like the bulk land subdivision that we just approved.
So, Mr. Emmerich, does this mean that the previously approved plans would be negated? They would get their money back, and then if they wanted to develop them in another way, they'd have to come before the board again?
So the plans would not be negated. The lots have been created. The lots exist. The lots have transferred.
Okay.
Now owners of the lots are willing to do is waive their rights to develop under that plan, that if they would come in to put a house on the lot, they would be subject to all current regulations. They wouldn't have to subdivide. They wouldn't have to come back to the board because stormwater plans of that sort are approved at a staff level.
Okay.
So And then just also so you're aware, there are some... one of the other conditions is that the township will not release all of the security for the development until the new roads are actually dedicated. And we've received maintenance security for those roads. So this is kind of step one of them clearing their bond that they're holding or they were holding. They're looking to dedicate the roads. When they do that, they'll post a maintenance security. That's when we'll release it. But we'd have trouble releasing lots 4 and 5 without the supervisors and the owners agreeing to this mutual document. Okay.
But it does seem fair to let them have a significant amount of money back if they're not developing these properties.
Right.
Okay, understood. Is there any questions for Mr. Emmerich? Okay. With that, is there a motion to approve this transaction?
I move that the board approve the request of Sotera Station Partners, LLC, to release the remaining security associated with the Woodland Hills Subdivision Plan, Plat 1203, for lots 4 and 5, subject to Sotera and the Federici's agreeing to, executing, and recording a declaration waiving all rights to proceed with the improvements on lots 4 and or 5, without securing any and all necessary approvals for future development of lot 4 or 5, satisfying outstanding fees and expenses of the township, and further subject to Sotera finalizing the public improvements dedication and posting the required maintenance security associated with such improvements.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zmuda. Is there any additional questions or comments in regards to this agenda item? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. And with that, the motion passes. Okay, moving on to our next agenda item. It is the, we're briefing on the ordinance and subdivision and land development ordinance, chapter 185 of the Code of the Township of Derry in its entirety, and modifying the street and sidewalk ordinances. This is an update of our current regulations, and Mr. Emmerich, if you could give us a background on this agenda item and why it's something that we should be considering.
Sure, sure. So obviously, you know, the board would have to approve us moving forward with modifications to this, to the SADO and to the streets and sidewalk ordinance. Keep in mind that our subdivision and land development ordinance was written over 28 years ago. And hasn't really had any kind of comprehensive review. If you've gone as far in the agenda item to see my track changes of what I've alone done and feel like should be changed, you can see that there's quite a bit in the ordinance that could be updated. I guess it's worth mentioning, there have been 11 amendments to the ordinance over the years. I have those listed in my agenda item. A lot of those were reactions to other ordinances that changed, that some of the language trickles into the subdivision ordinance, because a lot of our ordinance for land use tend to be connected. There was one in 2001. The MPC must have had some major updates. The MPC is what land use ordinance, municipalities planning code, is what most municipal ordinances are written under, land use ordinances. So that was probably the last time that there was, you know, some serious look legally at the ordinance. I've listed a lot of the items, the reasons that I feel that this should be done. I did obtain a proposal from HRG. I am happy to have them sharpen the pencil and bring this item back to you, if you would like.
Now, Mr. Emmerich, I can see the track changes in here, and it looks like you have done a significant amount of work on this.
I have.
I think that there's a large amount of sticker shock in terms of what HRG would be paid, looking at how much work you've already done.
I would be happy to have them sharpen their pencil. I think it's important that HRG reviews some of the geological side of the ordinance, some new geological side that I've put into the ordinance. I think it's important that HRG review the traffic side of the ordinance, traffic studies, and the results of the studies. I can certainly tailor their proposal closer to what, when initially I had sent them a first draft, which is considerably different than what's in your agenda package, and said, hey, I'd like a price for you guys reviewing this. I think I'm now at the point where I can probably, and that's a not to exceed. And in all honesty, HRG said it'll probably take $4,000 less than that, but I don't want to come back to the board. That's what HRG said to me.
Okay.
But I can give them a shot. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I think there's board members with questions, so I will open it up to board members with questions.
Well, I think the only question was the expense that we had. I mean, I personally agree with the updating of a 30-year-old document, but the cost kind of gave us all kind of sticker shock. So
that's why I asked for one.
Yeah, Chuck, it's clear you put a lot of time into this, yeah, just this agenda item alone. So thank you for all the hard work, and it's clear that this needs to be updated, but I am also concerned about the cost. So I will join you in calling HRG and beating them up a little bit.
Okay.
And Chuck and Peter, this doesn't include that. That cost doesn't include having Peter and our solicitor look through everything.
It does not.
Which I think all of us up on the board would definitely want them to also be part of this process and make sure that everything is.
I didn't mention that. I just didn't ask them for a quote.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
They'd be reviewing it anyway as.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're not kind of acting as a consultant. They're acting as checking.
So I guess the question I would have is, could the legal counsel do this without HRG?
Again, there's certain engineering aspects of the ordinance. Our ordinance tells developers what type of pavement to use depending on the traffic volumes.
Okay.
I'm going to guess that may have changed since the many years, and that's not anything I have expertise in. I'm going to guess that may have changed since the many years that was put into the ordinance. There are certain elements where I do need the engineering
okay
to be most comfortable.
Well, I think the consensus is that we agree that this is an old document that should be updated. We appreciate all the work that you've already put into it. But at this point, I don't think we're comfortable with the price that HRG has offered. And since Eric isn't here to defend it tonight, we're going to wait until we can put him on the hot seat and he can explain to us why exactly it's going to cost this much money.
I or Carter and I will go back to them.
Okay.
Again, my document's a little bit further along than what I initially gave them. And I can tell you some of this.
Okay.
You know, they're used to writing ordinances for municipalities, and I think that's the mindset that they had in that not every municipality has staff that has the capabilities of doing what I did. I say that very humbly.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a lot of townships that there's a secretary that sits in the building all day long. Right.
Okay.
So I think, you know, some of their proposal is from people in their firm that are used to doing the whole ordinance.
Okay. So with that, Peter, can we just leave this here? Or do I have, I mean, we didn't offer a motion or anything. We can just pick this back up.
No, you can just announce that it's tabled and move
okay
on.
All right. So we're going to table this until we have a sit down or a discussion with HRG on the price, and we'll come back to this at a later date. Okay. Moving on to our last order of business for this evening, and that is the acceptance of the financial security for stormwater management plan for the Hotel Hershey parking lot expansion. And Mr. Emmerich, that is another one for you, please.
Thank you. Obviously, at the Hotel Hershey, this was a Hershey Entertainment and Resorts project. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $254,116 be provided, which they have in the form of a letter of credit. They've also entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security to guarantee completion of improvements. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the financial security and enters into the agreement with Hershey Entertainment and Resorts for the Hotel Hershey parking lot expansion S 2024-019.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Are there any board member questions in regards to this project?
No.
Okay. With that, is there a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts financial security in the amount of $254,116 in the form of PNC Bank Letter of Credit Number 18140481-00-000 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Hershey Entertainment Resorts Company for the stormwater management plan for the Hotel Hershey parking lot expansion S-2024-01.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Giovanello. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Zumita. Any questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, and with that, the motion passes. So that wraps up our business portion of this evening's meeting. Moving on to Supervisor Board and Committee reports. Starting at the left, Supervisor Zumita, do you have a report this evening?
I have nothing, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Giovanello?
No reports.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
I have no report this evening.
Supervisor Corrado?
No report, thank you.
Okay, and I have no report this evening as well. And as you can see, most of our department heads are not here this evening. We weren't sure what the weather was going to be like, so we only have a couple here. So, Chief Warner, do you have anything this evening? Okay, thank you. And Mr. Emmerich?
I do. We have two conditional use applications that are on their way to the Planning Commission, so I would like to schedule hearings for them. They are both short-term rentals, which the board has become pretty adept with. So I would suggest Tuesday, March 25th at 6 p.m. for 7 Lucy Avenue and Tuesday, March 25th at 6:30 p.m. for 564 West Caracas Avenue. And
okay. Does that work for everyone's calendars?
Did you say both on the 25th?
Yep.
Okay. That we had this regular meeting night anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I do that for you.
Thank you. We all appreciate that.
So just one right after the other,
six and six.
All right. Okay, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Mr. Jackson, do you have anything this evening?
Nothing this evening, other than thank you, Chief and Chuck, for being the staff members here tonight. Extra bonus points. Appreciate it.
Notice he said points.
Okay, with our business concluded for this evening, I will open up the podium for anyone who would like to place comments on the record. Again, name, address, and to please keep it under 3 minutes, and the podium is yours. Seeing as no one is approaching the podium, we will wrap up the visitor and public comment for this evening, and our last order of business is adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion for adjournment.
All right, and I will second that. All in favor, please say aye.
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 And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Have a safe drive home.
Oh, oh, Chief, thanks for the magnets.
These are awesome.
Thanks, Chief.
Appreciate it.
Got one? I'll take one. Definitely.